This is Hollywood Casinos on the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Here are your hosts, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Well, Scotty Vegas is on assignment, which means he's probably playing bingo with old ladies. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Hayden. We have Bodie at the controls. Hayden, great to see you. How you doing this morning?
Dave, it's great to see you, man. I'm really, really excited. This is a great Sunday slate of sports. We had a great Saturday slate of sports. Obviously, I'm not Scotty Vegas. I could never be Scotty Vegas. My dreams are to be Scotty Vegas, but a lot of work to go before that happens. So I'm going to do my best to fill in and give out the closest thing I can to winners.
Well, there's only one Scotty Vegas.
Exactly.
We can all aspire to be Scotty Vegas, but good luck with that. But all the times that you and I have worked together, this is the first time we've hosted a show together. So
correct.
Really cool. Really looking forward to this. And as you said, a lot to get into. Let's start with Ohio State's men's basketball team. Regular season finale yesterday. They were 6.5 point underdogs at Michigan State. And Michigan State won 84-78. Buckeyes hung in there. Some of us might have taken the Buckeyes to lose the game. And then there was a last-second free throw that Michigan State missed and started getting texts from my friends. I hadn't said anything. They're like, man, that free throw just cost me money. And I'm thinking, it did for me as well.
I
don't even want to admit it.
Are your friend groups a bunch of Spartans? What are you doing? You knew the Buckeyes were hot. You take
all
the
Buckeyes.
Points.
They're all Buckeyes. We've been like, I know they were on a two-game winning streak, but still it was like, okay, come on. I mean, they're going to Michigan State at senior day. It's only 6.5. What was funny is none of us said anything. And then all of a sudden, right after that guy missed the free throw, and then, you know, Ohio State covers, then I start getting the text and like, oh man, you know. But anyway, Buckeyes are locked into the 13 seed. The Big Ten men's basketball tournament starts Wednesday in Chicago. They don't know their opponent yet. They will later today, Hayden. Probably Wisconsin. There's 6 Big Ten games today that will decide the seeding, but Ohio State's locked into the 13 seed, which just sounds so weird to say.
Yeah,
Ohio State, the 13 seed. So that'll begin Wednesday.
Yeah, it's not great spot for Ohio State to be in, but you know, they're playing in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. That's the reality. I think this as they're starting to play a little bit better. I was encouraged by what I saw yesterday. I thought Michigan State played a really, really great game. They played classic Michigan State basketball where Ohio State scores a bucket, Michigan State goes right away. And they were hitting their shots, man. Ohio State couldn't gain any momentum in that game. And it was really hard to watch. But that's why I had the points, and I felt really good. I was on the Buckeyes plus 6.5, so that free throw
good for you.
Was pure ecstasy for me when he missed that. That was amazing.
Okay,
that made it worth it.
That makes me feel better.
Okay, good.
At least that you're on the good end of that.
Plus six and a half.
You actually believe in your team. You're not betting against your team like some idiots that I know.
Yeah, it's burned me the last couple nights when I've been fading Ohio State. Like, I faded Ohio State against Maryland. I faded Ohio State against Illinois. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get back on Ohio State. I've made my money fading them this year. Let's just take some points in this game. And it worked out. That lead, the Michigan State lead, was always floating around 8 to 9 points. But Bryce Sensenbaugh and Bruce Thornton and Justice Suing, those guys, they played a good basketball game, I thought. So am I excited going into the Big Ten tournament? A little bit more excited than I was. But still, I got to take a step back and realize we are the 13th seed. There's never been a seed higher than 8 that's ever won it. So I'm not, who knows? Always room to set history, though, you know?
Yeah, you never know. This is, you know, frankly, you know, the last three games, even though they lost yesterday, you know, I agree with you. I thought they played well. Michigan State played well. Ohio State would hit a big bucket. Michigan State would come right back, like you said. But the last three games overall, this is what I expected out of Ohio State's men's basketball team this year. I didn't think they'd be a juggernaut, but I thought they'd be a good team that'd be exciting to watch. They just had that, you know, just that little stretch where they lost 9 straight games. Just that,
just that little stretch.
And 13 of 14, you know. Other than that, you know, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? How about the Lady Bucks?
Yeah.
Ohio State's women's basketball team with a huge win over number 2 Indiana, 79-75, semifinals of the Big Ten women's basketball tournament, the largest comeback in women's basketball, Big Ten women's basketball tournament history.
Those graphics are always fun to read on Twitter when you see that. Boom, biggest comeback ever over the Hoosiers. Buckeyes keep it going. They're in the championship today. Yes, Dave. Good for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I love it. And then, you know, they play number 7 Iowa today. Buckeyes now 25-6. They got to the Sweet 16 last year. Been banged up, you know, were undefeated for a while. Then they had a little bit of a losing stretch. Down 21 yesterday and pulling out the win over number 2 Indiana. Indiana, the regular season champs in the Big Ten. What a huge, huge win for the Lady Bucks.
Just insane. I think it's a great way to be rolling into the Big Ten championship game. And that's where I'm kind of glad that it takes place in back-to-back days, because they can carry all that momentum they had in that 21-point deficit, and they can put it right back into the championship game at 5 o'clock today. It's going to be exciting.
I need to look up the line. I'm sure the Buckeyes are underdogs. I might have to put some money on the Buckeyes.
Against Iowa? Yeah, they probably are.
I might have to put a little bit of action bet, you know, and I believe in them. I'm done betting against my Buckeyes, yeah, man. How about that? Okay, if I missed free throw yesterday, was karma. Good karma for you, bad karma for me. All right, there's so much to talk about on the show. Okay, Bryce Young was listed at 6 foot, and they said, oh, but what if he measures at 5'11"? Well, what if he measures at 5'10"? And 1/8, which is what he did measure at. This is not good for Bryce Young, in my opinion. The list of quarterbacks that are of that size that have done well in the NFL are nil. So I don't know. I mean, I think CJ Stroud's going to go number one. I know I'm in Columbus, Ohio, saying that as an Ohio State guy, so it sounds like Homer City, but I really believe that now.
You're just throwing some what ifs about Bryce. What if Bryce Young threw at the combine yesterday? Like, that's the thing to me that sticks out immediately about CJ Stroud, is that he threw at the combine. I don't know why Bryce didn't throw. Maybe there's something, maybe he's nicked up or something, but CJ is just showing throughout this process that he is ready to be a professional quarterback. And if you watched the guys throwing at the combine yesterday, he was head and shoulders above everybody. It's not even a question who was the best quarterback out there yesterday. Now it is a question who's the better quarterback between him and Bryce Young. And I think with this late stuff coming in about Bryce Young's size, it's not late stuff because we've known how tall he is, but because CJ was able to close that gap a little bit more, now people are starting to talk about the size, and CJ definitely has that advantage, which is where if you're seeing him at +350 on sportsbooks, hammer that for him to be the first round pick, because that's great value to me, because there's still a lot of time before now in the end of April, and CJ was the one at the combine throwing. I think that sticks out a lot to NFL scouts. So I'm with you, even though I am in Buckeye land.
I might or might not have CJ Stroud going number one overall as one of my best bets today. And to your point, Hayden, like, if it's still 3.5 to 1, you might want to jump on that while you still can, because you're right. Everybody knew Bryce Young was, you know, not the tallest quarterback, but they thought he'd be maybe more like 5'11", maybe even 5'11½. But for him to be 5'10", a hair over 5'10", you say, oh, what's the difference? Well, I mean, he'd be the first quarterback ever that size to do well in the NFL. I mean, if you're an NFL team, like, good luck. So I, you know, I think now CJ Stroud at 3.5 to 1, get that while you can. How about the Columbus Crew home opener, Cruzmas?
Let's go.
Beat DC United 2-0, Dos Acero, and that doesn't even really tell the story. They absolutely dominated the home opener at LDC Field. I saw this was the 77th game between the Crew and DC United all time, which is kind of cool. So good to see the Crew dominating. Both goals by Lucas Zelarayan. They looked really good, Hayden.
That dude's nice. And Cucho had a lot of nice chances. Cucho, I think, had an assist on both the Zelarayan's goals. But yeah, man, they could have filled up the net even a lot more. They had, like you said before the show, we were talking about the game. They had plenty of chances. They could have won that thing 4-5-0. And Eloy Room's back. He had a couple nice saves at the end. So yeah, I'm really, really excited. Good bounce back after losing in week one. They're now 1-1, and I'm fired up about the Crew again.
I am too, man. Hey, March Madness is almost here. Up next, we're going to look ahead to NCAA tournament odds. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
More of Hollywood Casino's On The Money. On The Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN. Now back to Hollywood Casino's On The Money. On The Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Welcome back to the show, Dave Biddle, Hayden. We're sitting here joking about XFL odds.
Oh, I wasn't joking.
I was just about to say, although we weren't actually joking, we actually do have money on the XFL today, which we'll talk about later. Let's get into some college basketball odds. March Madness almost here. Your favorite to win the national title, Houston at 7-1. Next up, Kansas and UCLA at 9-1. Fourth, Alabama 10-1. Fifth, Purdue 11-1. Again, this is to win the national championship. Sixth, Arizona and Baylor at 15-1. UConn 20-1. Ninth, Gonzaga 21-1. And then 10th, Texas at 25-1. Hayden, if you had to take one of those bets, which one would you take?
Yeah, so I've been watching college basketball a little bit here the last couple weeks, you know, because this is the kind of the sweet spot where I really start to get ready. I watch these games because I'm really starting to, who am I going to start picking in the tournament? Which team am I going to pick that has good value on them? And I instantly look at the Big Ten teams. And the first Big Ten team on the board is Purdue at 11-1. Now, I think the Big Ten has been a very underrated conference this year. Just because they don't have a lot of ranked top dogs, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not playing competitive basketball. Every Big Ten game I'm watching, I'm like, this is really good college basketball. Like I can see Purdue winning it all. Now, granted, I know a Big Ten team hasn't done it in 23-something years, but I instantly look at Purdue at 11-1, Indiana at 45-1, a team that the Buckeyes played yesterday, Michigan State, who obviously has the coach, the, you know, the Michigan State has the pedigree, the program to go do it. They're 100-1, Dave. So I look at these Big Ten teams and I start there because I can't figure out the board at all after that. I mean, I guess Kansas at 9-1 is interesting because Bill Self and his trophy room is just, you never want to bet against that dude. You know, but what sticks out to you when you look at these college basketball odds? Because I'm just going Big Ten because I'm a homer like that.
Yeah, I'm hoping this is the year Purdue at least makes the Final Four. They seem to be a team that, like, this year everybody's going to pick them, maybe myself included, to finally get there. And it feels like they're probably going to lose in the Sweet 16 or something. That just seems like to be the pattern.
A heartbreaking loss.
Matt Painter. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, half court heave or something like that. You know, if you believe Purdue's going to make the Final Four, you can just bet on who's going to make the Final Four as well. Purdue at 2-1 to make the Final Four. Kind of like, now, yeah, if I was going to bet right now, I like the bet. I know I've mentioned this on the show before. I like Houston plus 140 to make the Final Four. I don't know if I would take Houston 7-1 to win it all. So much has to go right your way to win it all. But I like Houston at plus 140 to get to the Final Four. We'll see, man. I hope. It's just been so long since a Big Ten team has won it all. It's been since Machine Cleaves and Michigan State in 2000. Isn't that crazy?
That's all the great
basketball we've seen. Ohio State got to a national championship game. Michigan got to two. Wisconsin got to one. Am I leaving anybody
out? Michigan State got to one, two in there somewhere, right?
I think they got to another one, yes. So close, but so far away.
I know, it's crazy. But some other teams that I like UConn too at 20-1. Every time I've caught them, they've looked really, really impressive.
I like that one. Yeah, that's a good value.
Like really, really impressive they looked. And then if you want to take an Ohio team, Xavier's down there at 45-1.
They're kind of going the. I know they beat.
They're
Butler,
going the wrong way.
They're kind of going the wrong way overall. I know they won yesterday, but they were like top 10, and now they're like 18th.
You've been. Following Xavier, that's what they're doing. Okay.
Following a little bit of Xavier.
I'll cross them off.
They were top 10.
Do not take X.
They were top 10 for, or you could argue that, you know, that they just had a little, you know, a little tough stretch and they're actually more of a top 10 team. I tend to think they are more of like 18th like they are now. I think they're ranked properly and they were overrated as a top 10 team. Real quick, offseason NFL news. We're going to talk more about this, but real quick, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson, which one are you kind of paying closest attention to? I'm very intrigued by all of these.
Yeah, this is an easy answer for me as a Lions fan. It's where Aaron Rodgers is going. I need him, first of all, to be out. I hear the rumors every single offseason about, I don't know if I'm going to retire. I don't know if I'm going to host Jeopardy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to start a podcast. I don't know.
Sit in darkness.
And it always comes back to do the one thing I don't want him to do, and that's play quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. So until I see him not playing for the Green Bay Packers, I'm invested in trying to get him out of there, doing the little work I can. And if that's, you know, harassing him online, I don't recommend that, but I will send tweets at him like, hey, make a decision, go somewhere else, hopefully out of the NFC. But yeah, that is by far the most intriguing one to me personally. What about you? Is it Lamar?
It's definitely Lamar. Yeah. We're both picking like quarterbacks that are like division foes.
Of course.
You know, me being a Bengal fan. Yeah, Lamar, I love the way this is going as a Bengal fan. It's like, now they're stuck. It's like, now you either got to pay him what he wants, you know, and what he wants is what Deshaun Watson has, and then you're going to have no cap room, or you lose Lamar Jackson and good luck in the AFC against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. So, yeah, I love that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson are at this standstill. I'm curious what's going to happen. I have no doubt they're going to tag him, but what's going to eventually happen? I'm very curious to see about that. All right, up next, we're going to look at NBA futures odds and much more. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Are you starting to question your gambling?
Or the actions of someone you love?
It may be time to talk to someone who understands.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline today and talk to a trained specialist.
There's no judgment and no commitment.
Plus, it's completely free and confidential.
We're here for you. You are not alone.
And remember,
we all have the power to change.
With the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio.
Make the call today.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio at 1-800-589-9966.
Sports gambling is finally legal in the state of Ohio. My friends at Hollywood Casino have partnered with Barstool Sportsbook for the ultimate experience. Make a first-time wager on the app. Get up to $1,000 in online bonus cash. Be a new My Choice member. Make a first-time wager at the Sportsbook. Get up to $1,000 in My Cash. This promo runs until March 31st. Hollywood Casino is building a state-of-the-art sportsbook, and the app is ready to go. Just search Barstool Sportsbook in your app store. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
February is Children's Dental Health Month, so make sure you make an appointment for your child to visit an Ohio Dental Association member dentist. ODA member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and have access to superior ongoing education and training. On your next visit, ask if your child's dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and American Dental Association, so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Men, women, and young adults can find health wellness services at odh.ohio.gov/RHWP. Connect with a health provider to receive services like screenings for healthy weight, cancer, smoking cessation assistance, as well as other health services. Visit odh.ohio.gov/RHWP to find and connect with a location near you to schedule your in-person or telehealth visit today.
This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro.
About 17% of Ohio students are black, but only 4% of teachers are. Our students deserve to see themselves reflected in their curriculum and at the front of their classrooms. And that's why it's so important to get more educators of every race, background, and gender into our schools. Our kids need you. Please consider a career in public education.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. If you are a diabetic, take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician, the most qualified doctors to care for your feet. Adding a podiatrist to your healthcare team can help you better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
The Fan. The Fan. The Fan. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to Hollywood Casino's On the Money.
On the Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
Welcome back to the show. I am Dave Biddle. He is Hayden. Scotty Vegas is on assignment. We got producer Bodie Wells at the controls. All right. NBA championship odds. The Boston Celtics are your favorite, 3-1. You want to bet on the Boston Celtics to win it all? 3-1. You're not getting a lot of value there. All right, tied for second. The Bucks and the Suns, 4.5-1. Could argue there is some good value there on both of those teams. I like this next one. Denver Nuggets at 6-1. I like that one, okay? Clippers and Sixers, 10-1, tied for fifth. You like any of those?
I like the Nuggets one, too, with you. I like the Bucks value there. I mean, being the second longest in the East, or I guess at the top, you'd say, between them and the Celtics, I'd choose the Bucks. But the team that I really like, Dave, is the Warriors, ooh, all the way down at 13-1.
Ooh.
And the reason is because, Dave, they're the Warriors.
Yes.
They've won five games in a row now. Mm-hmm. They're 11 games back from having the best record in the NBA. So with what they've been doing with all their load management, they're just kind of sitting there, just kind of waiting for when their real season starts, which is when they actually play in the playoffs and they go against these teams that they've beaten before. They've beaten the Grizzlies. They've beaten the Nuggets. They've had success in the postseason before. So I like them all the way down at 13-1, just instantly popping off the board.
You know what? If you get in a 7-game series and the Warriors are healthy, do you want to see them? No.
Like, you
all of a sudden,
you don't.
You got Steph, you got Clay, you got Draymond, you know, you got Jordan Poole. All of a sudden, you're like, oh man, like, we're seriously drawing the Warriors in the first round. Here's why I like the Nuggets. Now, the Warriors did beat the Nuggets last year, but that was a banged up Nuggets team. Jamal Murray was out. Porter was out. Those guys are back and playing well. I just feel like this might be the Nuggets year. And I like the value. I'm not saying I'd pick the Nuggets. Like, if you get just the value at 6-1, I like. Western Conference champion, you're going to like this. Warriors have the fourth best odds at 6-1. It goes Suns +225, Nuggets +275 against this is for the Western Conference Championship, Clippers +450, and then the Warriors at 6-1. Eastern Conference champion, Celtics +125. Bucks, I like the value here at +175. Sixers +450. The Cavs have the fourth best odds in the East, 10-1 to win the East.
Which is crazy to me. I don't know what people aren't seeing in the Cavs. Every time I watch the Cavs, they look like a fantastic basketball team.
Yep.
Like, they just look like a team that's ready to win an NBA championship. That's what I see. I know I'm not the biggest X's and O's guys when it comes to basketball, but they look like a very good team to me. And I can't believe that I'm seeing them at 25-1 because they're, listen, I don't know if you feel this way too, but I just would hate one of my favorite sports teams ever winning a championship and me not having a future on them. Like, imagine the day like the Cincinnati Reds win the World Series and you forgot to put a World Series future on them.
Well, like, the Bengals got to the Super Bowl last year. I didn't even think about it because I thought that there'd be no way that even make the playoffs entering last year, meaning the year they got to the Super Bowl 2021, or win the North or anything like that. So I didn't put a futures on them. And if they would have won the Super Bowl, that would have been the last thing on my mind. I would have been like, I just can't believe the Bengals won the Super Bowl. But I hear what you're saying. We're just different like
because,
that.
Because I would have just been elated. Are so long. Like, 25-1 is great value for a team that's playing this good. They have the sixth best record in the NBA right now.
And they're legit. I mean, you're right. It's not like they're like, oh, they're overachieving. They got this. I mean, they're legit. They got a couple superstars. They got an absolute superstar in Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland, I think, if he's not a superstar now, he's a budding superstar. Mobley is a budding superstar. Jared Allen's a heck of a center, underrated player. They're just a really, really, really good team. And like, yeah, if you're a Cavs fan, you know, if you win that first round, you got to think whoever you play in the first round, you're going to win. Then it's like house money. You get that first round win off your back, and then it's like house money because you're going to be underdogs. And again, Cavs are going to be dangerous in a 7-game series. Everybody's doubting them.
I'm putting two futures in on two teams, the Warriors and the Cavs. I am a big fan of that rivalry. I am a huge fan of that rivalry.
Let's get it back.
Bring
LeBron this time.
Get both of those in there in the NBA title, and I'm living great.
Okay, real quick, NHL odds, Stanley Cup champion, the Bruins, 4-1. The Avs to repeat at 5-1. Hurricanes, 8.5-1. Maple Leafs, 9-1. Again, this is Stanley Cup champion odds. Fifth, the Devils and Rangers, 12-1. Seventh, the Lightning, 14-1. Hey, and that means six of the top seven are from the Eastern Conference. And then you have the second best team in the West, according to Vegas. Vegas Golden Knights at 15-1. What do you like there? I mean, the Bruins are juggernaut. I kind of like the 4-1.
Yeah, that is a really good value on a team that has just absolutely just blitzed through the NHL this year. The Bruins are so, so legit. Now, what does concern me is that the President's Cup winner, the teams that win the regular season title don't always do well in the playoffs. Blue Jackets fans know that because right. We swept the Tampa Bay Lightning back in 2019 after they had one of the all-time years. So that would scare me there. I will say, even though I don't think the Western Conference clearly not as strong this year, you are getting really good value on teams that have a really good shot to be in the Stanley Cup final. Like you said, Vegas at 14-1. That is nuts.
Yes.
The Avs at 6.5-1. That's great. The Stars at 15-1. These Western Conference teams, great to put futures on because you have a really, really good chance of getting them in the party, and then you can hedge. So I like that there. As far as an Eastern Conference team that I like, how about the Ottawa Senators at 100-1? They've won 5 games in a row, and they've made some moves at the deadline. They're 3 points out of the playoffs. 100-1 on the Sens. I'll throw a little pizza money on that.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I like the Golden Knights at 15-1 because of the reason you mentioned. Someone's got to win the West, and then once you're in the Stanley Cup Finals, you got a chance. And the Barstool Sportsbook app has the Golden Knights right now at 15-1. So there you go. All right, up next is Sports Betting 101. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
Hollywood Casinos on the money. On the money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN. Now back to Hollywood Casinos on the money. On the money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
All right, time for a little Sports Betting 101 on the show. We do this every show because not everybody is an experienced sports bettor like Bodie, for example. There are some newbies out there, so that's my little joke. Bodie, are you getting into it at all? Have we tarnished you at all?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not against it, though.
I have a lot of refer friends for him.
Okay.
I have a lot of promo codes I need to be sending him to get free money.
When you do that, make sure you hook up with Hayden, and then he gets money, and you get money. So when we finally get you into Degenerateville, Bodie, which is our goal, then you know Hayden's here to help you out. All right, so Sports Betting 101. I want to get into one thing that I think a lot of people are confused about. Because if you're betting on a sports app and you end up winning some money, that's good for you. You will get a tax form. You will end up paying taxes on that. So get ready for that. And you're wondering, well, wait a minute. What if I lose money? You're saying I could lose money on the app, but they're not going to do anything. But then if I win money, then they're going to tax that. Well, no, if you lose money, what you have to do is, and this kind of stinks, but you got to do it. If you lose money, keep your receipts. Now, in theory, you can go into the app and they're going to have your history and you can just use that. But you need to be able to report on your tax form your losses to counteract what you win. And I think a lot of people are confused about that. We were talking about that over at the Sportsbook during Super Bowl Sunday. Now, if you happen to bet in cash at the sports book or anywhere else you can bet in cash, you're then on the honor system. I would never advise anybody to not pay their taxes. You still need to pay your taxes, but if you pay in cash, you're not going to get a tax form. You're then on the honor system. But if you're on one of these, you know, legal sports apps in Ohio, many of us are, you win. Hopefully you do. You will get a tax form at the end of the year.
What if I have a question. So what if, let's say throughout the year 2023, I put about $400 into the account, I play with it, I win some, but eventually I lose all $400, and by 2023, I'm at zero. I don't need to do any taxes on that then? Like, if I come out net zero, I didn't lose or gain, I'm good. I don't need to report like how much was going into the app or anything like that.
And nothing. So you just put money into the app. The app never like deposited anything into your bank account.
Right. Correct. But if I do deposit into my bank account from the app, then taxes.
If the app deposits into your bank account, you're going to get a tax form.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. If you deposit $400, you're in and out, and then eventually you lose all that. So the app never deposits into your bank account, you will not get a tax form.
Okay. Good to know. So spend it all. No, just kidding. If you have it in the account, spend it all. No.
Did you guys ever think I'd become a tax expert? Did you guys ever see that coming? I'm not a tax expert. This is one of those things we're all wondering, like, wait a minute, what's the deal with this? So we started doing some research and we found the answers.
Well, if you were giving me answers, you may not be a tax expert, but you definitely could be one, because you just explaining that to me there made total sense. And yes. I'm like, you could be my financial advisor easily.
Yeah, so make your bets in cash, kids. Wait, no, did I say that? Anyway, Hayden, any advice for newbies out there in the sports betting world?
I do have some advice for newbies, and I was thinking about this last night because I saw the prep sheet and I knew we were going to be talking about this, and I just had this thought in my head. I can't tell you, Dave, how many bets I've lost because I just didn't think about them long enough. You know, like, especially live betting. I just want to, I see the long odds on a team that's down by a few points, and I'm like, okay, yeah, taking it, plus 650, you know, TCU, they're down by 18 to Oklahoma, and I let people around work convince me yesterday to bet them, and I did, and I didn't think about it. I can't tell you how many times, Dave, that I've sat there, taken that extra second to look at the sportsbook app and let the lines change a little bit, and then it goes worse in my favor, and I'm like, thank God I was off that bet. So just take time before you bet. Remember, the bet that you place with your fingers, that's not your rent. That's not what you're doing to make up for, you know, some financial loss that you had elsewhere in real life. Like, gambling, sports gaming is supposed to be purely for the enjoyment of watching sports. I highly recommend that you only do it when you know that you're going to be watching sports. Don't be gambling, you know, when you're at your, you know, in-laws and you're not going to be able to watch the game, because then it becomes obsessive. Just be smart, be slow, and that would be my advice to newbies for who are starting off.
That's fantastic advice. Don't be impulsive. I absolutely love that. And I've mentioned this before, go with what you know. If you follow a team really close, Hayden follows the Lions really close. I follow the Bengals really close. There's other teams I follow really close. You are the expert of those teams. You are the expert of those teams. So go with what you know. I tend to do way better when I bet on teams that I follow really close. All right, up next, we're going to look at golf betting and some UFC betting. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
This is Hollywood Casino's On The Money.
On The Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
Hey.
You're listening to Hollywood Casino's On The Money.
On The Money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
On ONN.
Welcome back to the show. I am Dave Biddle. He is Hayden. Producer Bodie at the controls. All right, let's get into some UFC betting. Then we'll talk some golf betting. UFC last night. Oh, boy. John Jones, the greatest of all time, made his comeback. Hadn't fought in 3 years, Hayden. This was his debut as a heavyweight. He's fighting like a legit, like, really, really good fighter. Now, Jones was the favorite, minus 120. I know you were smart. You put some money on John Bones Jones. I'm telling you, man, I thought Jones would win, but I had some trepidation. The 3 years off, never fought at heavyweight before. He put more than 40 pounds more than his last fight. I think it was like 47 pounds more. Okay, he choked this guy out in 2 minutes, okay, to win the heavyweight championship of the world. I mean, John Jones is unbelievable. He's just a freak of nature.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic. I mean, he's a very recognizable name in the UFC. He's been doing it for a long time. What is he, 35, 36? Just anybody with the nickname John Bones Jones, that's what you want to be riding with. That's what I love about the UFC is finding those guys that you bet on, that you win, and then when they come up and they fight a few years later, you're like, oh, I remember that guy. I've bet on him before, and I've won money on him. He's my guy. I'm taking him. That's exactly what the situation was for me, and it turned out great. And you're right. He is a great fighter. He's been through some stuff in his career. We know that. But for him to go up to heavyweight, go up there and do a first-round submission, fantastic. Good for him, and money in my pocket, so I'm just smiling and happy.
He's unbelievable, and can you imagine if he didn't have the off the field, or I guess out of the ring stuff?
Out of the oct.
Out of the oct stuff. I mean, can you imagine? Seriously, like, he's like the best ever, like, as is.
Yeah.
If he didn't have some of his personal issues,
he's
it was
got
just
the most title fight wins in UFC history at 15. So he's the guy,
and he just destroys guys. And I think that just cements his legacy right there. To have that long of a layoff, to go to heavyweight, and to win in 2 minutes,
agreed.
Unbelievable. And a lot of people were picking Gain. It was plus 150 for Gain, and a lot of experts were picking him. Hayden wasn't picking him.
No.
I wasn't picking him, but some of the experts were. All right, so expert, you're the expert. What
right.
am I talking about? They're pretend experts. All right. Golf betting. The Arnie Invitational wraps up today. You know, I'm liking Scotty Scheffler here, okay? Now, he is the betting favorite going into today at plus 225, but I still kind of like the value there. He's only one off the lead. Kurt Kitayama has the lead at 9-under. Scotty Scheffler sitting there, Hayden, at 8-under. I kind of like the value there at plus 225. Victor Hovland, who Scotty... Vegas
picked him
coming
guy.
In at like 14 to, was it like 14 to 1? It's now down to 4 to 1 for Victor Hovland. So Scotty Vegas at an undisclosed location playing bingo right now with old ladies as a happy camper.
It's like throwing the Golf Channel.
Oh,
ladies.
He's going to be glued to it, man. He was more glued because he had money on the whatever golf tournament was going on the day of the Super Bowl. He was, I know he was way more into the golf than he ended up being into the Super Bowl. he was into both, but he was so into the, he's so good at golf betting too. So Victor Hovland at 4 to 1, Tyrell Hatton at 7 to 1, Rory McIlroy at 7 to 1. Then everybody else is a big time long shot. I don't know, man. I know it's plus 225, but I still like Scotty Scheffler there.
A lot of great names on the leaderboard, and you're right, Scottie Scheffler is the defending champion. He's rolling. He is never the guy I am betting on, though, because his odds are so short all the time. He is the favorite right now, and that makes me mad. Kiyama, I'd stay away from him, even though he has 6.5 to 1. He played a really defensive round yesterday, and I just don't know if he has the birdies in him to keep up with Scheffler. Another guy, Tyrell Hatton, he's won it before. He won it back in 2019, Dave, and he has 3 top 5 finishes in his last 6 starts there. He is a very good player, very, very experienced at that course. It is the only course he's won at, so he's comfortable there, and he's 7 to 1. That is, I just preview, that is one of my best bets today because of that, just the value on him. And he's only a stroke back from Scheffler and 2 back from the lead. So I like Tyrell Hatton today at 7 to 1. He's my guy. Hovland's not bad value. 4 to 1 odds on him. That's not terrible. But Hatton's my guy going into today's round.
Hayden bringing facts and stats to the table. We're not used to that on the show. We just usually wing it. Hayden's over here doing research, bringing facts and stats.
I got a lot of papers.
I like it. I got like 4 sheets of paper. You've got like, you know,
like 5.
Oh, okay. I don't feel as bad. I thought you had like 10 or 15 over there. Okay, so really quick. So our Columbus Blue Jackets, we're rooting against them right now, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So last night was actually pretty good. They lost to Ottawa 5-2. They still have the worst record in the NHL. Now, why are we rooting against our Blue Jackets? Because if they finish last, they have a 25.5% chance of the number one pick, which would mean Connor Bedard.
Connor Bedard is definitely a guy we want.
We want him in Columbus.
I went down a wormhole like 2 nights ago and watched about an hour's worth of his highlights. He is a dude. We want him on the team, and nobody wants him more than Johnny Gaudreau, because if you watch that deep dish pizza that Johnny Gaudreau served up yesterday to the Ottawa Senators that turned into a 2-on-1 backhand sauce from Tkachuk to Stutzel, you'll know that, yes, the Blue Jackets also are thinking about Connor Bedard because they were tanking last night. The Jackets were in tank mode, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
If you're a hockey fan,
win with class. You know about class.
That's exactly right. If you're a hockey fan, you know about Connor Bedard. If you're, you know, maybe not a big hockey fan, but you want the best for the Blue Jackets, you're wondering, who is this guy? He's the consensus number one pick. It's more than that. He's not just the consensus number one pick this year. Hockey experts are saying this guy is a generational talent, so we want him in Columbus. I wish the odds were more like 50% if you win the lottery, or even 100%, or if you have the worst record, but 25.5%. I'll take that. What's the next? So if you finish second, is that like 20%?
I think it's like 20%.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not that much different, but you want the best odds as possible. All right, up next is Best Bets. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
More of Hollywood Casino's On The Money. On The Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Coming up on ONN.
Are you starting to question your gambling?
Or the actions of someone you love?
It may be time to talk to someone who understands.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline today and talk to a trained specialist.
There's no judgment and no commitment.
Plus, it's completely free and confidential.
We're here for you. You are not alone.
And remember,
we all have the power to change.
With the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio.
Make the call today.
Call the Problem Gambling Helpline of Ohio at 1-800-589-9966.
February is Children's Dental Health Month, so make sure you make an appointment for your child to visit an Ohio Dental Association member dentist. ODA member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care, are bound by the highest ethical standards, and have access to superior ongoing education and training. On your next visit, ask if your child's dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association and American Dental Association, so you know you're being treated by the best. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Men, women, and young adults can find health wellness services at odh.ohio.gov/rhwp. Connect with a health provider to receive services like screenings for healthy weight, cancer, smoking cessation assistance, as well as other health services. Visit odh.ohio.gov/rhwp to find and connect with a location near you to schedule your in-person or telehealth visit today.
This is Education Matters with Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro.
About 17% of Ohio students are black, but only 4% of teachers are. Our students deserve to see themselves reflected in their curriculum and at the front of their classrooms. And that's why it's so important to get more educators of every race, background, and gender into our schools. Our kids need you. Please consider a career in public education.
Education Matters, brought to you by the Ohio Education Association.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. If you are a diabetic, take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician, the most qualified doctors to care for your feet. Adding a podiatrist to your healthcare team can help you better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit associationsadvanceohio.com.
Do you have an oak tree in your yard? The Ohio Chapter International Society of Arboriculture is committed to advancing responsible tree care practices while preventing a fungal disease called oak wilt. They remind those who own and manage oak trees the best time to prune is November to early March. To find out more, there are over 1,000 qualified tree experts in Ohio. To find an ISA-certified arborist in your area, visit treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number 4, ohio.org.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Hollywood Casinos on the money. On the
money. Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
From ONN.
All right, time for some best bets. This is where Hayden and I are going to make our five favorite bets to make either today, this week, or even a futures bet. I'll give my five favorite here in a moment. Hayden, what are yours, my friend?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the XFL.
I love it.
I'm going to go to the XFL. It's football. I count it as football. It's the middle of spring. Take it. Don't complain about it. I'm going to take the over in the Guardians and Renegades game, and the reason why is because the over is 2-0 in Guardians games, and it's 2-0 in Renegades games, and it's only 37.5. And if I'm going to be watching a crappy XFL game, I might as well be rooting for touchdowns both ways. So now what does worry me is that the Guardians have been having a quarterback battle between Paxton Lynch and Quentin Dormady, but between one of those guys, one of them is going to throw touchdowns. They are the worst team. The Guardians the Renegades, Arlington Renegades are very good. So yeah, I'm going to take the over in the Guardians Renegades game. That's my first best bet. How are we doing this? Are we going back and forth or
just
what?
You can do all five of yours.
Keep
though.
Going. Yep. Okay. I'll keep going. I like some college basketball games today. I like Michigan. I hate betting on Michigan because they're just such a program that
makes
me upset.
You're going to have to cut that up. Where he says, I like Michigan.
No,
you're gonna
I like Michigan today.
You're going to have to make some sound out of that, Bodie.
No, I like Michigan today. I think their program plays dirty. Juwan Howard slaps guys. Hunter Dickinson kicks guys on the court. Dirty program.
Other than that, though.
But they have won by double digits the last two times at Assembly Hall, so I'm going to take them plus 4.5 today. I like the Mavericks at 1 o'clock going against the Suns. Very interesting game there. Luka and Kyrie combined for 82 points against the 76ers. So, and that's a very great team. They're taking on the Suns. They're on a two-game win streak against the Suns. I'm laying the 1.5 today at 1 o'clock with the Mavs at home. And then I'm putting a future in on the Warriors at 13-1 to win the NBA championship. They've won 5 in a row. They got the Lakers today. And then I'm also taking Tyrell Hatton at 7-1 to win the Arnold Palmer. He won back in 2019 and he has 3 top fives in the last 6 starts there. He's going to be in the mix. Those are my best bets, Dave.
I like it. I like it. I'm also going to start in the XFL.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. I'm taking the DC Defenders, laying 2.5 points against the St. Louis Battlehawks. Now, who am I to bet against the undefeated St. Louis Battlehawks and AJ McCarron? I tell you what, I believe in the DC Defenders. They have the best rushing offense in the league by far. They have probably, if not the best defense, the second best defense. You can run the ball, you can play defense, you can win XFL games. Battle of undefeated XFL teams. Give me the DC Defenders.
And they're at home.
And they're, I mean, you think they're just going to waltz into DC and beat the Defenders? Ain't going to happen.
No.
All right, now a futures bet. Now this sounds crazy because the Cincinnati Reds won't be good this year, but stay with me. Take the over at Cincinnati Reds 65.5 wins. That means they could go 66-96 and you win that bet. They everything went wrong last year and they won 62 games. Like they led the majors and guys going to the DL. They traded away half their team, and even before they traded away Malley and Castilla, those guys were hurt for half the year. So it wasn't like they had them at full speed the whole time. Again, everything went wrong last year. They won 62 games. I think they're going to be better this year and they probably won't lead MLB in injuries again. I like the Reds at over 65.5, and that's a pretty low bar. All right, my next one. Everything went wrong last year. They won 62 games. I think they're going to be better this year, and they probably won't lead MLB in injuries again. I like the Reds at over 65.5, and that's a pretty low bar. All right, my next one. I mentioned this earlier. I like the Buckeye fan. NASCAR today, 8-1, Ryan Blaney to win the Pennzoil 400. And then the last one, I love this one. I saved the best for last, my friends. C.J. Stroud, yes, 3.5-1 to go number one overall in the NFL draft. And you better get on that quickly, my friends, because I bet the money's going to start going to C.J. Stroud. I mean, he's 5 inches taller than Bryce Young. We saw how he played against Georgia. He put on a show at the combine.
He looked like Peyton Manning there at Lucas Oil Stadium slinging it.
Ooh, with a stronger arm. Bryce Young wouldn't even, like, throw. I don't know what's up with that. What do you got going on today? What are you being? Is it the NASCAR? Is it the XFL?
It's all of it.
Everything?
I'm just going to be in the sports.
Just absolutely just drenched in it?
Yeah.
How much bingo do you think Scotty Vegas is playing right now?
Not enough. He needs to be playing more. There's probably great bingo down in Florida, by the way.
No doubt. There's a lot of old ladies down in Florida to play bingo with. Thanks for riding with us. This is On the Money.
Places over-unders on how many traffic lights he hits coming into the studio. This is On the Money.
Sponsored by Mobile Center.
Welcome to On the Money, 97.1 The Fan. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by my friend Hayden. Scotty Vegas is on assignment. We have producer Bodie Wells at the controls. This is a show about sports gambling, and we talk some sports in general. All right, right about now, it's time for the parlay party. Hit it, Bodes. Oh, yeah. The parlay party is where we celebrate anything we want to celebrate in the sports world. Could be a nice parlay that we hit. Could be anything at all. Hayden, what are you celebrating this morning?
Well, I had a very good Saturday yesterday gambling. I won't go through all the wins that I had, but I will say one of them was Ohio State plus 6.5, Dave. And I really, really did enjoy watching Buckeye basketball yesterday. I didn't expect them to win. They haven't won in 8 straight trips to Michigan State, but they played well. Justice Suing actually looks like he's leading the team out there, both in effort and the way he's playing. He's getting assists, he's getting rebounds, he's getting buckets. That's really exciting to watch. Bryce Sensenbaugh looks amazing. I hope he comes back. I don't know if there's a chance he does, but I hope he does. Felix Okpara was just slamming down oops like he always does now. The Buckeye basketball team is actually very, very exciting for me to watch now. Now, they're not winning a lot of games, but they're covering, and I'm very disappointed that they only have, realistically, maybe only one game left. I hope they have more, but I'm celebrating the Buckeye basketball team winning me money yesterday, plus 6.5. I'm sorry that burns you because you were faded them, but as someone who works for Bucknuts, you should have been on the Buckeyes.
You're right. And by the way, I like that the word faded has like become such like a staple. It's been over like the last like 3 years.
Yes.
I love that word.
Yes.
You fade them, faded. I like that. I like that. It's just a staple in the sports gambling world. We should have mentioned that in Sports Betting 101. You better use the word fade every once in a while to sound cool. Bodie, what are you celebrating?
Guys, I'm going to just kind of celebrate that we are in the month of March. First off, for just like better weather. I'm so sick of winter.
How about this?
But yeah. Just to be in March Madness, man, it's awesome. There's like few things I love more than when we're in here doing shows and whatnot, and you got games going on. Now, like Hayden and I, we do the Buckeye Show on a pretty frequent basis, so that's actually nice because there's normally always games on at that 6 and 7 o'clock hour. But especially throughout the day when we get games going, it's just so much fun, even if your team's not in it, which unfortunately for the three of us, both Notre Dame and the Buckeyes are probably not going to be participating this season, but we can still enjoy it. It's still fun. Yeah. It's fun. It's
are you guys
going
to be playing in the NIT at least?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, no.
They're even worse than Ohio State in the RPI.
Wow.
Like, Ohio State's RPI is actually better than you might think.
That's hard to do.
It's still bad. I can't remember exactly what it is. Yeah, Notre Dame's really bad.
Dave, what are you celebrating, man?
I am celebrating John Jones last night. Stayed up and watched it, which when you host a show, it begins at 9 o'clock, and you have to get up at like 6:30 to start doing show prep. Probably not the best idea, because when they say these fights start at 11 o'clock, you got to do this modified Stableford scoring system. Yeah, so it was like, I think the fight started at like 1 a.m. last night. The good news, it lasted 2 minutes. John Jones, man, he is just a freak, and I absolutely love him. And after 3 years off, he chokes this guy out in 2 minutes and wins the heavyweight championship. And it was his first fight ever at heavyweight.
That's
after
so
being
impressive.
a light heavyweight. It's unbelievable. He's the greatest of all time in UFC. All right. Now it's time for our pseudo new segment called This or That. Hit it, Bodie. That's a pretty simple segment. I'm going to give these guys scenarios. I'm going to answer them, too. And we're going to say if we're going to get with this or we're going to get with that. All right, the first one. By the way, great song, right? Black Sheep.
Fantastic song.
Great song.
Way to
great
put
song.
Me on that. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Going back to 1991. All right. Now, you guys, all three of us will answer these. All right. Now, are you going to get with this? Now, value of the bet counts. Okay, so value of the bet counts. If you had to make this bet, you're going to get with the Suns at plus 225 to win the Western Conference Championship, or are you going to get with the Nuggets at plus 275? Hayden.
I'm going to get with the Nuggets. Because they have the back-to-back MVP, and I just like you said, that they're healthy this year. Roll the Nugs.
I would go with Phoenix in that one. I just think Kevin Durant is still like borderline the best player in the league, outside of maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo, or you know, we'll just call him Giannis.
Right. Giannis.
I tried. I gave it a shot. Gave it the old college try. We'll just stick with Giannis. But yeah, I think adding Durant to that team, Devin Booker was, before he got hurt this year, he was kind of playing at an MVP level as well. And I think Phoenix, if Chris Paul can just, you know, survive a little bit. Unfortunately, always breaks down in the playoffs, but I would go with Phoenix in that one.
It's a tough one, but I'm gonna go with the Nuggets at plus 275. All right. You guys gonna give me gotta go with a yes or no here. All right. You gonna get with Purdue will make the Final Four with 2-1 odds, or Purdue will not make the Final Four? What are you getting with?
You know, as much as I said earlier in this show how much I love betting on the Big Ten, I'm going to play the field here. I'm going to be smart, and I'm going to say they're not going to make the Final Four. I just think it's a hard thing to do. Big Ten team hasn't done it in a while. I don't have it off the top of my head, but I think it's been a minute since a Big Ten team has made the Final Four, so I'm going to go with no.
I would have to go with Hayden on this one. I'm going to go no as well. Kind of playing the field, one, and then two. Purdue's a weird team because it's not that they come up like short in the tournament. They normally like they're regularly in the like Sweet 16 and Elite 8, but Final Four, I don't think I'd go that far. I wouldn't be betting on that.
Yeah, you'd have to give me 4-1 odds for me to get with
Agreed.
That. I am not getting with 2-1 odds for Purdue to make the Final Four. Again, I feel like they're a team that's going to get to the Sweet 16, and as Hayden said, will lose like in spectacular fashion somehow. So that's my gut feeling for Purdue. Frankly, I'll be rooting for them. I hope they go to the Final Four, but I am not going to get with that. All right, you guys, you're going to get with the Boston Bruins to win the Stanley Cup or any team from the Western Conference. So you get the Bruins, nobody else. So everybody else from the East, it would just be a push. Nobody else from the East is even involved. You either get the Bruins or I give you anybody from the Western Conference to win the Stanley Cup. What are you getting with?
Even though it's very, very hard to win both the regular season title and then win the Stanley Cup title, I think they are far and away the better than any team in the West, not even close. Now, the Avs are the defending Stanley Cup champs, and they are the best team in the West, in my personal opinion. They're still a ways behind even the teams that are in 4 or 5 in the East.
But so they have to get there, though.
They have to get there, and I think the Bruins will get there. I think the Bruins will get to the Stanley Cup final, and I think they will win it just because they're that good. I just don't want to put my money on them for the value, but if it's between them or a team in the West, I'm going Bees.
Hayden is about 10 times smarter on this subject than I am, so I'm going to ride with him. Also, basically every time I see anything about like hockey or the Bruins, because I admittedly don't follow it a ton, it's basically like, yeah, here's another record they broke. They were like first, you know, quickest number of games to X amount of wins or points and whatnot. Just like every time, seems like once a week. It's like, yeah, they're just absolutely dominating everybody. So I'll ride with Hayden on this one, too.
I'm definitely going anybody in the Western Conference. Here's why. I hope I worded the question right. I hope this wasn't confusing. I wasn't saying the Bruins will be in the Stanley Cup final. They have to get there.
They do have
to
get there.
You know, I think there's a chance, you know, a good chance. We see it all the time, as you mentioned, like the best team in the NHL, the best record, you know, a lot of times doesn't do well in the playoffs. So if they get there, I would take the Bruins. But I'm getting with the Western Conference, the entire Western Conference, because the Bruins, they could lose to the Lightning. They could lose to the Maple Leafs. They could lose to the Rangers. They could lose to the Hurricanes.
That's very true. Yeah,
you know,
that's a good
point. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in the East that they could lose to. And then even if they get there, they still have to win. But like, I would take the entire Western Conference in that one. Okay, we're going to stray away from betting odds, although there should be a way to bet on this. Maybe we should open up a sports book and you can bet on this fall on this next one. All right. You getting with Kyle McCord or Devin Brown as the opening day quarterback for Ohio State?
Oh, McCord. I'm getting with McCord. I think it I think the fact that he has started a game before, the fact that he is going in with a little bit more seniority, I think that is going to bode him well. And I think he's the better quarterback just in the spring game that we saw. That's like the very minimal that we've really seen them go head-to-head. But I think McCord's next up. I do.
Yeah, I'll ride with McCord as well. Kind of go with the seniority there. Not saying that Ryan Day would pick him just because he's a year older, but I think he's got another year in the program. I feel like I hear a lot of people say, like, well, you know, him and Marvin Harrison Jr. went to the same high school. I don't know how much that really matters. If Devin Brown's just clearly better, they'll start Devin Brown. Yeah. But I'll go with McCord because he's got the year up on Brown.
Yeah, I think the year of experience is big here. I agree with you guys. I'm getting with Kyle McCord as the opening day starter. I will say this. I think Devin Brown will end up having slightly better career, but I think they'll both have good careers at Ohio State. But I believe in Devin Brown. There's something special about him. I talked to him, did a one-on-one interview with him at Peach Bowl Media Day down in Atlanta. There's just something special about him as a young man. But Kyle McCord, man, he can make all the throws. He's now in his third year in the system, has a start under his belt, which I think is big. So I think Kyle McCord will be the opening day starter and probably will start all season. All right. Sorry. Good job, Boat. Sorry about that. All right. Now, the Guardians have the best odds to win the AL Central at plus 145. But if you had to get with one team that's tied for second at plus 210 to win the AL Central, the White Sox or the Twins, who are you getting with? So you're getting with the White Sox or the Twins at plus 210 if you had to bet on one of them?
I'm probably getting with the White Sox. Probably getting with the White Sox. It really would be the Tigers, but they're not going to be in the mix. So it's the White
Sox. Notice how I left them out?
Yeah, yeah.
What about Kansas City?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, imagine how I left them out too.
Yeah, I'll ride with Hayden on this one too. I'll take the White Sox.
I'm going to take the Twins. Here's why. They got Carlos Correa back.
What's wrong with his ankle? Why did
It's funny. It's like, I don't know, man. That's going to be really interesting to follow because he hasn't had issues with it for a while, but he had obviously, you know, two different medical staffs. You know,
from different teams.
Yeah, exactly. The Dodgers, you know, and then was it the Dodgers?
Giants.
The
Giants and the Mets. Yes. And then he had to go back to the Twins. But they've made some other moves that I like as well. We'll see if Tyler O'Malley's healthy. I'm going to go with the Twins there, but hopefully it's just the Guardians, but that'd be too easy.
No, I don't want the Guardians. I want the Tigers. I want anything.
You want the Tigers?
Yep.
Okay. Bodie, do you have a favorite baseball team?
Not really. Like, I just kind of casually follow baseball. Yep.
Yeah. By casual, you mean not at all.
You know what? I will say, pitch clock, I'm in here. I've been in here watching some spring training games. Pitch clock, I'm kind of in on the new pitch clock.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I love
Let's
that.
Bring that to college baseball.
It's also for the hitters, too, that you can't get out and just, you know, readjust your batting gloves 500 times.
No,
you know?
Garcia Parra, let me do the exact same thing every time. You're like, dude, get in the box and play. It's just baseball, man. Exactly. I'm going to war.
I love Sean Casey, but Sean Casey would do the same thing. You know, I mean, it's just, come on, let's play some baseball. I like a lot of the new rules that they have in place for baseball. I like the larger bags. That's going to make it easier to steal bases, theoretically. It's going to help the offense out. I like the pitcher can only throw over three times. And that third time, if you don't get him, he gets second base, or he gets third base if you're throwing to second. So you really only get two throwovers as a pitcher. I love that. I always thought it was stupid you could throw over like 50 times if you wanted to. You know, you'd get booed, but you could still do it. All right, next up, NFL MVP. You getting with Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow? They both have 7-1 odds. If you had to bet on that, who are you taking for NFL MVP next year? Mahomes or Burrow, 7-1 odds. They're both the favorites.
Wow, that is a really, really tough question. But because I'm sitting next to a Bengal, I'm going to go with Joe Burrow. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow because he's due for one, man. I mean, they are a destination team. I know Taylor Lewan's not the best offensive lineman out there, but maybe he is. He's talking about coming to the Bengals now. So I think I'm going to roll with the Bengals. They're a destination team. Joe Burrow's the guy for the next decade. He's due for one. And 7-1 is great value. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, I'd go Burrow as well. I agree with Hayden. I think he's going to have a really good season, as he has the last 2 years, as long as he stays upright and whatnot. Hopefully, at some point, that offensive line has to get better, right? Just a little bit, just a tiny fraction better. And also, I think a little bit of voter fatigue could play into factor with Mahomes,
yes,
just because he just won it this past season. That was his second one, right? He won it his first year that he started in 2018, and then so now he's got two in what would have been 5 years, like a third one in a six-year span. I think I would go Burrow on that one.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Bengal fan. I like Burrow there. You guys mentioned the voter fatigue. If it's close, I tend to think, you know, Burrow's just going to have a huge season. And I like the value at 7-1. Doesn't mean I would like bet the house on it, but I do like the value there. And I love this next one. This is the final one in this or that. It's not betting. It's not sports, but it's fantastic in my opinion. All right. You getting with Chick-fil-A or Popeyes? And pretend Now, you have to pretend this is not a Sunday. You have to pretend this is not a Sunday for obvious reasons. You getting with Chick-fil-A or you getting with Popeyes?
The spicy sauce on the Popeyes spicy chicken sandwich is very, very elite. Lately, the Popeyes chicken sandwich has been doing better and been showing up for me when I've been going. So I'm going to go, and as much as I love Chick-fil-A,
I saw the pain in your face when I gave.
About, that was a tough question.
It was like when
man.
We would ask Urban Meyer about like Joe Burrow or Dwayne Haskins, and you could tell. Sometimes coaches are giving you coach, but you could tell it was stressing him out like crazy because he loved both of them. It's like Dwayne Haskins or Joe Burrow. Which one do you like, Urban? It's like, oh, I love them both.
My gut is telling me Popeyes.
All right, yeah. I'm a little afraid to say this based off of Hayden's reaction. I've never actually had Popeyes.
I know where we're going after the show, boys.
So, it's right next to Hollywood Casino. So there we go.
Guess what? Perfect. Guess what? Scotty and I did before we went to the casino. After we did the show, we said we went straight to the casino. We didn't go straight to the casino. We went to Popeyes. Nice. Then we went to the casino.
Nice.
So I'm going to have to go on with Chick-fil-A on this one.
Okay. Well, good luck getting some of that today. Yeah. Huh? better have some in your freezer. I'm going with Popeyes.
The fact that you can get it on a Sunday is an advantage.
It is. Even if Chick-fil-A was open on Sundays, I prefer Popeyes. I think their chicken sandwich is better. Now, Chick-fil-A is the original chicken sandwich, as they like to say, as I like to brag about, and it's very good. There's a lot of good stuff there. I like their grilled chicken nuggets, too. Underrated.
You get at some Popeyes?
At Chick-fil-A.
Yes. So the Chick-fil-A grilled has a chicken. Great menu.
Yeah, the grilled chicken nuggets, you put a little hot sauce on those, too. It's good. Dip them in some hot sauce. Mm, oh, you just can't go wrong.
Chick-fil-A sauce is great, too, yeah.
You can't go wrong. It really is.
I'm hungry.
Next, okay, well, we know we're going to Popeyes after the show now. All right, up next is Convince Me. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan. Scotty Vegas places so many bets, he can't even remember which teams he's rooting for. You're listening to On The Money.
Sponsored by Mobile Center.
Does that ever happen to you, Hayden? Do you have to like check like your bet slip to be like, what bets did I make?
Yes, all the time.
Me too. That's an additional sign that we're complete degenerates.
Yes, sports betting 101, be smarter about your bets. Don't be quick to bet. You know, be slow, think about it, because otherwise you'll end up like us and not knowing what you picked, and it'll just be frustrating.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, who was the guy on Hard Knocks many years ago that couldn't remember the names of his kids? Is it Cromartie?
Oh, Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah, remember, that's what it's like with betting. You know, like, it's gotten to be like, I don't even remember all the bets that I've made.
Your bet
like,
slips are your kids.
I don't even remember the names of my kids. Yeah, because your bets are basically like your kids, right? You love them. depending on your kids, right? All right, right about now, the show goes off the rails, as it always does. No, right about now, it's time for Convince Me. Bodie, the floor is yours.
All right, guys, next weekend, we will switch our clocks backwards. We'll lose an hour of sleep, but we'll get a little more sunshine, which to me is always worth the trade-off. Do you guys like daylight saving time, or would you prefer just the standard time, which we're in now? Do you like switching back and forth? Do you wish we were just in 12 months of the year? What you got?
I kind of like the switching back and forth. But if I had to pick one, it would definitely be daylight saving, which we're going to next week. And I always say daylight savings, but I'm saying it the correct way. Daylight saving is how you're supposed to say it. I like daylight saving for one main reason. I've lived in Ohio my whole life. I love in the summertime where it's still like light out at 9 p.m. I love that. You know, you're out there, you're not even catching fireflies if you're a kid till like, what, like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. So it's still light out till about 9:30. So kind of like the switching back and forth, but if we had to pick one or the other and just stay with one, I like the daylight saving.
I am going to agree with you on which one I like, but I am going to say I don't like the switching back and forth. Why do we have to move it up in the first place? Why can't we have a late sunset year round? You know, I'm a late riser. I think I was the last one here today. So like, I get all the sleep I get. I don't need daylight during the morning. I need daylight in the evening when I can, you know, maybe sit out on a patio somewhere and watch a sport, be drinking, have a bet going. That's what I want. That's what I go for.
I'm going to lose this one. I can already tell. If I was the judge, I would award it to Hayden
right
now.
We're on the right side. I just don't like to switch. Keep it in one. Like, we're confusing people. We're completely shifting a clock for no reason for the farmers, I've heard. Is that even real? I don't even know at this point. I respect the farmers. If you're a farmer out there, I respect you for what you do. Thank you for giving me corn. Thank you for giving me food. I appreciate
Especially the corn.
I do love me some corn.
Ohio corn is fantastic in the summertime.
Corn. Is it the goat corn? I don't know. I haven't had corn other places, but...
I don't know. The Ohio sweet corn is
Nebraska,
just fantastic.
I would imagine.
I think... I've heard they have corn in Nebraska, don't they? Yeah, I've heard something about that. All right, so Hayden wins, right?
Yeah, Hayden's going to have to win this one.
I've already thrown in the towel anyway. I'm waving the white flag over here.
There is nothing I love more than as somebody who does the Buckeye Show most frequently of all the shows I do here. Getting off at like 8 and 9 o'clock in the summer when it's still light out and it's still warm.
Oh,
it is just
amazing.
The absolute best. I love it so much. Plus, I have this like skylight in my bedroom in the last like handful of weeks now. It'll be like 7 o'clock and it's just like, I'm like, what time is it? 10 in the morning? I'm like, no, it's 7 o'clock, but I can't fall back asleep because it's just like bright on me there.
The
so
sun.
I am the damn sun. I am looking forward to that clock.
Also, nice brag that you have a skylight.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, I rent my bedroom from my sister and brother-in-law. No big deal, though. I have a skylight, I bet you.
Nice. I like
and
it.
And a Porsche in the driveway.
Yeah. All right, second question, guys. What's a better vacation? Just kind of generally speaking here, so not, you know, factoring cost, all that to the wayside. A cruise or a, Biddle, you put this word in, and I have never heard of this word in my life, honestly, so I'm going to try to pronounce it here. A chalet?
Chalet. It's like a cabin, but I don't want to put cabin. I don't want you guys thinking of some like, cabins in the mountains are usually pretty nice, but I'm talking, a chalet, it's like a spruced up cabin. You're going to have a hot tub, you're probably gonna have a pool table in there, maybe a 3-in-1, maybe an air hockey, ping pong and pool table. You're gonna have a kitchen, you're gonna have you're gonna have a couple of decks, put on a cruise ship, man. You're gonna go to all these ports. You're gonna be drinking all day. Oh, it's just beautiful. The food, all the, the buffet, the sit down dinners. I mean, it's a tough one. So that's why I came up with it. Hayden, you go first.
Okay, I think now I'm going to say this, and it might not be true at all, but to my eyes, they're both equally dangerous. One, you can get killed in the mountains. There are creeps out there.
Fact.
Two, and avalanches. I didn't think about that,
and
but
bears.
That's an added one. There's bears. Oh, my gosh. There's so many things.
You're going to go zip lining, and you got to trust some guy that he's actually like got you on the zip line.
But have you ever seen the movie, this little movie called The Titanic?
I've heard of it.
That's going to be on my mind anytime I'm on a boat that big. I am sorry. That is 100% going to be on my mind. Plus, I have that fear that I'm just going to jump over the edge and into the water. And why is a cruise ship going to even stop to save me? Like, what's the point? Like, they got way too many people on board to think about. They got,
Haven't you seen Castaway? They stopped for him.
But here's the thing about the Titanic. Like, icebergs and glaciers don't even exist anymore. So that's my little joke.
They exist in L.A. now that it's snowing, so you don't
that's
know.
True. That's true.
I mean, tomorrow you could wake up and it could be, it could be the Arctic down in the Caribbean. You don't know. I mean, it's been a changing world. I'm going to go with the mountain here because I like to snowboard. So maybe I can, hit some of the slopes a little bit. And I also don't, when I'm on vacation, I don't like to be around people. And I feel like on a cruise ship, you are a little bit more compact. Now, I do know that cruise ships have poker tables and like a little casino going on. I've heard that.
Yes, they do.
I've never been on a cruise ship, so I can't really speak to it. I'm taking the mountain personally, though, just for the, I guess, the privacy.
Here's the thing. Cruises used to be, like when I was a kid and young adult, was like my ideal version of a vacation. Like I loved them. I loved them. My honeymoon was a cruise. I just thought they were the perfect vacation because you get to see these exotic areas. You go snorkeling while you're on the ship. It's a blast. Now on cruise ships, they have like water slides. I love water slides.
Even today, you go down a water slide?
Yeah, went on one.
Good.
Of course. Went on one summer of 19. And it was like an amusement park up there on the top of the cruise ship. It was great. Some of them have like roller coasters.
That is
ours,
cool.
Ours didn't. But it had like a pretty nice like water park. All that being said, and the food, I mean, the sit-down meals are the best. Yeah, the buffet is really good and it's like open, 24 hours. But the sit-down meals, it's like good quality food. I love cruises. Here's the thing. I'm going to go with the mountains. Man, if you go down to like, let's just pick a spot like Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You're up there in the Smoky Mountains. You have a nice chalet. It's private. You've got your own hot tub. Man, you've got, you know, you still got your satellite TV if you want to sit down and you want to watch, you know, a nice Chris Rock special like last night. You got some Netflix. Man, you get in a hot tub. You want to go play some pool. You know, you can play some pool. You can do anything you want to do. You go to the local grocery store, stock up. You can grill out, you know, and then you're just chilling. You're just chilling. As I get older, I like these vacations where I'm either on the beach, like in a condo where I can just chill out, or I like being in the mountains and chilling out. It's a little too fast paced for me on the cruise, even though it used to be my favorite. I'm going with the mountains and the new word for Bodie, the chalet.
The chalet. Learn something new every day. So I would have gone with the cruise personally myself. I'm a warm weather person, so just put me somewhere warm, you know, with the water and whatnot, I'm good. You guys both picked the chalet and the mountains, though, so I guess I'll give you both. What, two thumbs, a thumb up each or a thumb down each? I don't know. You guys either both won or both lost. But
well, whose argument was better, though? Obviously mine, right?
Yeah, I'll go with yours. You sold me on yours a little bit more.
I'm such a good negotiator. Obviously mine. That was my argument there. Yeah, I love it. Thank you for the record,
you can have a chalet in the mountains in warm weather places.
That's true. If either one of you guys would have said that, definitely win.
Hawaii? Well, yeah. I'm sure they got some chalets.
When we go to, I guess there was one time I went when my wife, we were just, I don't even think we were engaged. We were just boyfriend, girlfriend at the time. There was one time I went on spring break and it was a little chilly, but in March. But every other time we've done it, we've been in a chalet in the mountains. It's been during summertime. So, yeah, usually it's warm weather and you're in the mountains. So best of both worlds. Although a cruise is really good. I recommend the Buckeye Cruise for cancer, by the way. Should have mentioned that. That's the best of all the vacations.
If this parlay I have hits today, then I will be on that next year. No, I'm just kidding.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, the cruise ship does have a casino, though. That does kind of, it makes me think a little bit. It's like, you know, up in the chalet, man, you don't have a casino.
People like
up there.
You and I need to get away, though, for a week at times. We do. We need to get away.
We do. We still have we still have our phones and our computer, so if we really need to have some action. All right, up next is Quick Hitters. That's coming up next right here on The Money.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. Sports gambling, fantasy football, and tailgating before a massive day of pigskin. You're listening to On The Money.
Sponsored by Mobile Center.
All right, welcome back to the show. Man, it's flying by as it always does. All right, it is time for Quick Hitters. Hit it, Bodie.
All right, guys, first up, we have entered the month of March. Did that a few days ago. March is a pretty great sports month. I think everybody would agree. Even if you like really don't love sports, it's still fun to fill out the bracket and whatnot, right? What is your guys' personal favorite sports month?
Ooh. Do you want to go first as I think about this, or do you need to think about it as well?
I have an answer.
Okay, go for it.
October, because you got hockey, you got NBA, you got NFL, college football, and you got this little thing called the World Series. Not that my team is ever playing in it these days. I think it's a great sports month. March is tough to beat, granted, with the weather warming up, the tournament is amazing, but I think October, just because of how many different sports you have, and you also have golf usually. I think that's past the Ryder Cup, I think, but I think it's October for me personally.
I'm going to kind of cheat and piggyback on what you said, but I'm going to go a month deeper. I'm going to go November for basically the reasons you said. Yeah. But, you know, as an Ohio State guy, you get the game. Yeah, it hasn't gone well the last 2 years, but it's gone pretty damn well this century overall. And I think the Buckeyes are going to right that ship this year in Ann Arbor. And then you have all the other sports going on. You have the World Series, which now bleeds into November. You have the start of the NBA. You have start of the NHL. You've got NFL going on, and it really is crunch time in the NFL at that point. A little bit of everything. Give me November. But October is also a good one. And March.
All right, next up, if you guys were Bryce Young or CJ Stroud, and the Bears, we know they're probably going to trade that number one pick, which team would you be rooting for to come up, get that pick, and take you at number one? Among the teams that are realistic, obviously. I don't think the Chiefs are going to trade up to number one and take you.
Oh, man.
It's likely going to be the Texans, but that's not a team that I want to go to.
No, I'm going to go with the Colts. Here's why. Now, you can make the same argument for the Texans. Now, the Jags are on the rise, and I think they're going to be here to stay. And I'm not breaking news there with Trevor Lawrence. So it's not a good division, but it could end up being like a division with a really good Jacksonville team in it for years. So that being said, it's still one of the weakest divisions in the NFL, certainly the weakest in the AFC. So I'll say the Colts, just because I think, even though Irsay is the owner, I can't believe I'm saying this, it just seemed like a better organization. Maybe that's because they had Peyton Manning for all those years. That maybe that's why they seem like a better organization. I'll say the Colts over the Texans.
If I was a quarterback in this position, I would be really, and I don't know if this is even doable, but I would be really, really hoping for a team like the Saints to come up and make a trade for that number one spot to get me, because just first of all, I've always loved the black and gold unis. It is one of the most underrated uniform combination in the NFL. And plus, if I'm CJ Stroud, I get to play with Chris Olave again.
In an easy division.
In an easy division. And in an indoor dome, a famous dome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is fantastic. I get to live in New Orleans. The gumbo down there, I heard, is amazing.
Well, a lot of food down there. A lot of food down there. I've been down there many times because Ohio State's been in the Sugar Bowl many times. And actually on my cruise, on my honeymoon, one of the ports was New Orleans. The food down there is off the charts. Yeah, you nailed it.
I'm going to the Saints. I know it's not likely that they do something like that, but that would be the team for me that I'd be rooting for to do something like that.
You nailed it. I was just, for some reason, I was just thinking between the Colts or the Texans. Yeah, if it was any team, I like the Saints. The Panthers would be another one because their defense is really good. And again, they play in an easy division, and there's not a team in that division where you think, ooh, they're going to be really good like for in the next few years, like the Jags. The NFC South is just a joke.
The Raiders coming up too would be neat too, just because Vegas.
Yeah.
And they're right there. I think they got 7th pick, give or take, maybe. So, yeah, that one's pretty realistic. All right, next up here. What is one thing that you guys always find yourself doing when you fill out your March Madness bracket? Is there always like a team you always pick to be like, yeah, this team's going to Sweet 16? Is there always like a seed that you're like, there's always going to be a 12 beating a 5? What's something that you find every single year that you always just are like, yeah, this is just, I'm going to pick it because I really feel like it's going to happen, and you find yourself doing it every year?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a team that I pick every year, but if I fill out a bracket and it doesn't have at least one 12 beating a 5, I reassess what I'm thinking, because it happens every year, right? A 12 beats a 5.
Always.
I think there's one year it didn't happen, but it usually happens, and a lot of times multiple. So that's the one that comes to mind for me. I'm going to pick a 12 over a 5. I don't know which one, but I'll pick a 12 over a 5 for sure. And by the way, I like the pools, the tournament pools, where it's not just you get equal points for the win. I like when you get more points for picking a lower seed. So if you pick a 13 seed and they beat the 4 seed, you get extra points. Well, however many extra points your commissioner does, that's up to them. But I like getting extra points for taking, because then you're not taking chalk. Yeah, too many people just take chalk, and I'm guilty of it too. But yeah, I usually take a 12 over a 5.
The team that I always end up having going far is Arizona. I don't know why. Something about them, I always end up picking them to win it, and they haven't turned out any national championships, and here they are again in the top 10 of the AP poll. I'll probably do some research into them and like a lot of their players, and I'll probably have them going pretty far, and they'll probably get beat in the first weekend, and I'll be depressed, but it's definitely the Wildcats that I always have going somewhere, and they never turn out the natties.
They also didn't, I put a little money on them for an upset over UCLA last night. Did not go well. It wasn't even beer money, unless I was having one beer. Go ahead.
All right, next up, stick with the March Madness theme here. What is your guys' favorite, or maybe a favorite, doesn't have to be number one, favorite March Madness memory? Maybe a, one year you just like absolutely nailed the bracket, or maybe just like one game in particular, like, God, this was so awesome. And doesn't even have to involve Ohio State if you don't want. Just like an awesome March Madness memory that every time we get to this point of year, you always think about.
Oh, for me, it'd have to be, I was able to cover the Final Four in the national championship game in 2007 when Ohio State lost to Florida. Even though they lost, it was really cool being there in Atlanta at the time, the Georgia Dome, and seeing them beat Georgetown in the Final Four was just incredible. I'm there courtside. I mean, I'm like, you know, press row was like right next to Ohio State's bench. It wasn't behind it. It was next to it. And seeing Greg Oden and those guys, I mean, Jeff Green's still playing in the league. You still got guys from that Florida team, like Al Horford, that are playing in the league. And if that Florida team, I don't know why those guys all came back for another year. They came back to win a second championship. But that was a special Buckeye team. And that's what I think of Ohio State. It was the second best Ohio State team in history. So getting a chance to cover a national championship game is what sticks out to me.
I'm going to say just back in 2016 and Chris Jenkins' game-winning shot over North Carolina in the national championship game was just an amazing, amazing moment, because North Carolina gets that bucket to tie it up, and they're feeling good and they're jogging back like, yeah, we did it. And then Chris Jenkins just heaves it from near midcourt and just ends all of those Tar Heel Blues people's hopes, and they're just sitting there sad. Amazing. One of the more electric shots in all of college basketball. It's that one for me. I just always go back to it. When I think game-winning shot in a big game, I think of Chris Jenkins and Nova.
If I was picking anything other than Ohio State, anything that's not personal, the one that comes to mind for me is certainly Christian Laettner. That jogged my memory there against, sorry, Kentucky fans, which is when we always reference, you got to put a defender on the inbounds pass, right? Especially if it's Grant Hill with his cannon. It's got to be, you know, and that was to go to the Final Four, Christian Laettner, Duke, beating Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Yep, it's got to be that one for me if I'm not picking Ohio State.
All right, final question here. Out of all the Buckeyes that'll be in the draft this year, which one would you be betting on to have the, I don't want to say like best in terms of like all pro, Pro Bowl, but just like we look at, you know, when it hits 2030 or whatever, you look back, you're like, man, that guy had a really, really good career. He played for a long time, was just a very solid player over the long haul. If you had to pick one Buckeye out of all of them.
I think there's one guy who, and some people might disagree, who is an absolute safe pick. Very high floor and pretty high ceiling as well. It's the same thing I said about Chris Olave last year. This guy is bust proof. His name is Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Mm. I know he had the hamstring injury. Guy, it's not like he, like, you know, tore his ACL or, you know, he had a hamstring injury. He didn't need surgery. He's going to be fine. He's as solid as they come as a young man. He catches everything. He's tough. There is no way he'll be a bust in the NFL. At the very least, he'll be good. Now, you could say C.J. Stroud. You could say Paris Johnson. There's others you could say. But I think Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a guy that we're going to look back on and say he had an excellent NFL career.
I think we're going to look back at a guy like Zach Harrison and say he had a really good NFL career. Now, granted, I don't think it's going to be up there with the Boses as terms of sack numbers. I don't know if he's going to be ripping off, you know, 12, 13, 14 sacks a year. But I think he could have 8-9 sacks a year in the NFL. I think he was a guy who faced through some criticism for how hard he was playing. And, you know, as a guy with the big frame, 6'6", people were saying he wasn't, you know, able to move with that big of a frame very well. But I think he really proved this senior year that he can hang with the best of them. And I think he's only going to continue to work harder. And he's a product of Olentangy Orange High School. So I've been rooting for him for a long time to make it to the NFL and for him to do it. I think he has a shot at having a good career in the NFL.
The truth comes out. Your fellow high school teammate, right?
Yeah. I was a senior. He was a freshman. I didn't even know. He was small back then, too.
Zach Harrison is small.
I know.
Then he just had that growth spurt, like, between freshman and sophomore year.
Then he just instantly started catching touchdowns as receiver for Orange, and we're like, oh, yeah, he's a dude.
Someone's going to take him in the second round. I was surprised he didn't work out more at the combine, but he just did the bench,
I think. He just did the bench, yeah.
But he measured like a, you know, the man-child we know he would.
Yeah.
What, 6'6", 272 with a wingspan of like 7'3" or something like that.
I think he has a chance to have a good career, a solid career.
Yeah, and, you know, you look at his Ohio State career, I mean, you know, underwhelming, but we've seen it before. I mean, how much of that was on him? How much of it was scheme? This past year, he had his best year. I think the scheme held him back the previous 2 years, but still only 10 sacks his entire Ohio State career. But man, we've seen guys like Baron Browning who did less than that. And what's Baron Browning doing in the NFL? Doing really, really well. So I'll be rooting for Zach Harrison, and not just because he's from Olentangy Orange. All right, up next is Best Bets. That's coming up next on The Money.
This promo is brought to you by Common Man and Timmy Hall's Ping Pong Game. The Fan. Some people golf on Sunday mornings. Some people place bets on the people playing golf on Sunday mornings. This is On the Money.
Sponsored by Mobile Center.
It is On the Money. Dave Biddle, Hayden, final segment of the show. Appreciate you guys riding with us this morning. It is time for Best Bets. Hayden and I are going to make our five favorite bets to make today or this week or really any time. We make some futures bets if we want to. Hayden, what are your best bets for today?
I'd like to get this one out there really, really quickly because it's starting at 11:30, but you do, and please don't judge me for this, Liverpool and Manchester United, I am betting on Darwin Nunez, who plays for Liverpool, to score the first goal of the game, plus 575. This guy is electric, and he especially loves scoring first. Like, I've noticed that about this guy. He loves to be the first guy to score, and then he does nothing the rest of the game. So I'm going on him, Darwin Nunez. That's my first one. We talked about the XFL. I love the over in the Renegades Guardians game, over 37.5. College basketball, I really like Michigan, plus 4.5. Don't cut that up, Bodie, please.
Michigan.
No, I don't like their program. I hate their program. They're very dirty. Their coach slaps people. Their star player kicks people on the court. very disgusting for people that revere themselves as men, but I'm going to need them to be men at Assembly Hall today, plus 4.5. I like the Mavs, Luka, and Kyrie. They dropped 82 together against Philly the other night. I like them at home against the Suns, laying 1.5. And I like the, Tyrell Hatton today, who's won at the Arnold Palmer before. Nobody's talking about him. He's the guy from England, so nobody's rooting for him. 7-1 odds on him, so I like Tyrell Hatton today to get it done. He's 2 strokes back right now to start the day.
Hey, Great Britain, one of our fantastic friends
here in the United
States.
It's a decent Britain. It could be better.
You know?
It could be better.
It's a pretty good Britain. Yeah. It's not a great Britain. That's very presumptuous for them to call themselves Great Britain.
It's like the United States, not always united.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that.
We're always states, but we're not always united. Sometimes we fight.
There's things Americans don't agree on? Okay. Well, one thing we can all agree on is the XFL is fantastic, right?
Yes.
At least Hayden and I agree on that.
Does Bodie agree real quick? Do you like the XFL?
Bodie doesn't like the XFL.
I'm so out on the XFL. Do not care.
It's just you and me. And they should have a team in Columbus, by the way, but that's the one thing they didn't do right. All right, I'm going with the DC Defenders. You can watch this game at 1 o'clock today. DC Defenders laying 2.5 against the St. Louis Battlehawks. Both teams are 2-0. Battlehawks have A.J. McCarron as their quarterback. All right, give me the Cincinnati Reds over 65.5 wins on the season. Yes, if they go 66-96, you win that bet. They were terrible last year. Everything went wrong, and they still won 62 games. Give me the Nuggets at 6-1 to win the NBA title. Give me Ryan Blaney today. Pennzoil 400, NASCAR 8-1 to win. Ryan Blaney from Ohio originally, now lives in North Carolina. His dad also is a NASCAR driver. His nickname, the Buckeye Bullet.
Mm.
Number 5, I love this one. C.J. Stroud, 3.5-1 to go number 1 in the NFL draft. Plus 350, and I think you better jump on that because Bryce Young, measuring at 5'10", not good for Bryce Young. So give me C.J. Stroud going number 1 overall in the NFL draft at plus 350. All right, that is our show. Appreciate you guys riding with us today. Up next on the Fan Sports Sunday with Tito and Jen Winters. This has been On the Money, 97.1 The Fan.
I'm Andrew Peak, and you're listening to the flagship home of Jackets Hockey, The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola, an original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love, with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.